Okay, so you're ready to boost your small business, and you've got a stack of articles about marketing. Smart move, right? The jungle out there. But sometimes diving into that world, well, it can feel like a marketing marathon, you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Information overload is a real thing, especially for entrepreneurs. But you know what's fascinating to me? It's how all these articles, even though they're written so differently, they all come back to one surprisingly simple idea.
Simplicity, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's music to my ears. Less is more, especially when you're wearing a million hats. So spill the beans. What's the secret sauce?
It's about really understanding your audience. And I don't just mean like basic demographics, though those are important, of course. It's about getting deeper, understanding their motivations, their pain points, you know, what makes them tick. One article even mentioned how HubSpot found that a lot of businesses, they think they know their audience, but they're actually way off.
Ouch. That's got to sting a little. It's like thinking you're speaking the language, but you're just making like weird hand gestures.
Right. Exactly. But these articles, they offer some really practical advice for bridging that gap. One that stood out to me was analyzing website traffic. You can learn so much from that.
Okay, break it down for us. We're talking about seeing what pages people are actually visiting, how long they're sticking around, what makes them click away.
Exactly. And on that note, don't underestimate those social media analytics. And I don't just mean vanity metrics, you know, like how many likes you get. One article pointed out that even something as simple as tracking when your followers are most active can make a huge difference.
It's like finding that prime time slot for your brand. But it's not a one-size-fits-all thing, right? An Instagram strategy is going to look different from a LinkedIn one.
You got it. And this all circles back to really understanding your audience. It's not just when you post, but what you post. One expert even suggested embracing transparency, you know, sharing some of the challenges your business is facing.
Really? Get real, be vulnerable. That feels kind of counterintuitive, doesn't it? I always thought we're supposed to be all polished and perfect on social media.
Well, here's where it gets interesting. Authenticity. It resonates more than ever these days. People crave that genuine connection, you know? And they can spot a marketing gimmick a mile away.
So ditch those stock photos. Show the real people behind the brand. I can see how that builds trust. But what about those super specific tactics, those marketing hacks? I know the articles were full of them.
Oh, yeah. There were some real gems in there. One that stood out to me was the continued emphasis on email marketing. It might seem a little old school in the age of, you know, TikTok and everything, but it's still incredibly effective when it's done right.
It's like a direct line to your customer's inbox. Mm-hmm. Less shouting into the void, more of a personalized message. Speaking of which, one article had me laughing out loud about the importance of subject lines.
Oh, tell me about it. Click here just doesn't cut it anymore. You know, even for people who don't have disabilities, having a clear, compelling subject line, it makes a world of difference. One article actually cited a study that found personalized subject lines can increase open rates by up to 26%.
Wow, 26%. That's huge. I'll admit I'm guilty of overusing that generic, hey there, subject line.
It's a common trap, but think of it this way. Your subject line, it's your first impression. You've got like a fraction of a second to grab someone's attention, to convince them to actually open your email. Make it count.
So we're talking about crafting subject lines that are basically irresistible, like a warm chocolate chip cookie when it's raining outside.
Exactly. And that same idea, it applies to your overall content strategy too. It's not just about posting whatever, whenever, right? You need a plan.
Okay. So like a roadmap for your content. What's the story you're trying to tell? What are you hoping to achieve?
Right. And one of the articles, it actually suggested making a content calendar to map everything out in advance. So you're not, you know, scrambling at the last minute trying to come up with something.
Having a content calendar, that's a game changer, especially for us small business owners who are already juggling like a million things. Speaking of juggling, these articles made it clear that we have to be extra resourceful with our marketing. Any tips on that front?
One word, collaboration. Teaming up with other businesses, sometimes even your competitors, it can be a fantastic way to get in front of a whole new audience.
Right. A rising tide lifts all boats, right?
Yeah.
Less cutthroat competition, more about supporting each other. Love that. Now, one thing that really stuck out to me was this whole emphasis on SEO, which I know can be kind of a head scratcher for some people.
Yeah, it can seem intimidating, but it really doesn't have to be. Think of SEO as like helping your ideal customer find you when they're searching online. It's about making your website attractive to search engines like Google, so they'll show your site higher up in the search results. One article had this great analogy. Imagine you own a bakery. You wouldn't hide your most delicious cake in the basement, would you? No way. You'd put it right in the window where everyone could see it.
So when someone Googles like best vegan donuts in Portland or whatever their craving is, your site is the first one that pops up.
Exactly. And one of the key ingredients to good SEO is, you guessed it, content. Creating that high quality content that answers your audience's questions and shows that you're the expert in your industry.
Content is king, huh? Or yeah. Queen. But what kind of content are we talking about specifically?
It could be anything. Blog posts, how-to guides, maybe even some eye-catching infographics. It's all about providing real value to your audience, not just trying to constantly sell them something.
Okay, so no more B-U-I-N-W plastered everywhere.
Well, a well-placed call to action is still important, you're right. It's about finding that balance, right? Building relationships, trust, not just bombarding people with sales pitches.
Got it. Be helpful, be interesting, be yourself. Music to my ears. Now, the articles also dug into social media, which is kind of a given these days, but they mentioned that small businesses need to be strategic about which platforms they're actually using.
Absolutely. It's like not all social media platforms are created equal, right? Different platforms attract different types of people. It's about finding those platforms where your ideal customers are actually hanging out. One article, it compared it to fishing. You wouldn't go fishing for trout in a koi pond, would you?
Makes sense. Got to cast your net where the fish are biting.
Right.
And when it comes to social media, it's not just about blasting out your message. It's about actually engaging with people, building those relationships.
Exactly. Asking questions, responding to comments, maybe doing some polls. Those are all great ways to show your audience that you're listening, that you actually care.
Okay, so be a good listener. Check. Now, one article touched on paid advertising, but it felt a little hesitant. Is that just a necessary evil for small businesses these days?
I think it can be a powerful tool if you use it strategically, but it's not a magic solution for everyone. Paid advertising like Google ads or those social media ads, they can help you reach a wider audience more quickly, for sure, but you have to weigh the costs and benefits.
Right. You don't want to blow your entire budget on a single ad campaign.
Exactly. And before you even think about paid advertising, you really need to know who your target audience is, what your marketing goals are, and of course, your budget. One of those articles actually suggested starting with a small test budget and then experimenting with different targeting options and ad creatives to see what sticks, what works for your business.
Makes sense. Know your numbers. Now, these articles also mentioned customer reviews and testimonials. That's social proof, right?
It absolutely is. Think about it. When you're trying a new restaurant or even buying something online, what's one of the first things you do?
Check the reviews for sure. See what other people are saying.
Exactly. Positive reviews, those testimonials, they can make a huge difference in building trust for your business. There was this study, I think, it found that almost 9 out of 10 consumers read online reviews before they buy something.
Wow, that's a lot of people. So how do we encourage those amazing reviews? Should we be, like, bribing customers with free stuff?
Well, a little incentive never hurts, but it's more about making it easy for those happy customers to share their experiences.
Give them a little nudge in the right direction.
Exactly. Put links to your review pages right on your website. Send a follow-up email after someone buys something. Even just reminding people when you see them in person, all of those little things add up.
Okay, make it easy to spread the love. Got it. Now, one article had this interesting approach, suggesting that small businesses should actually be collaborating with each other. I thought that was kind of a cool perspective.
It is. It makes a lot of sense when you think about it. If you partner with businesses that complement what you do, you can tap into each other's audiences, you can share resources, even create a sense of community.
It's that rising tide thing again, right? Help each other out, everyone wins.
Absolutely. And it can be fun, too. Think about the possibilities. Joint workshops, events you host together, cross promotions, the sky's the limit. One article gave this great example of a local bookstore that teamed up with a coffee shop. The bookstore hosted author readings at the coffee shop, and then the coffee shop would tell their customers about the bookstore's events. Win-win.
Okay, so we've covered a lot. Know your audience, build trust, create killer content, get social, collaborate. It's all starting to come together.
Okay.
But there's one more piece of the puzzle these articles kept coming back to. Tracking your results.
So important. You can have the most amazing marketing strategy in the world, but if you're not tracking how it's actually doing, how are you supposed to know what's working? It's like sailing a ship without a compass. You might get to where you're going eventually, but you're going to take a lot of unnecessary detours along the way.
It's like driving with your eyes closed. So what kind of things should we be keeping track of?
Well, it depends on your goals, but some of the important ones are website traffic, how much engagement you're getting on social media, email open and click-through rates, and ultimately your ROI, your return on investment. One of the articles even suggested setting up a simple spreadsheet or using one of those free analytics tools to track your progress.
So it's not just about those vanity metrics like how many likes you get. It's about actually understanding how your marketing is impacting your bottom line.
You got it. Data is your friend. If you track those results, you can figure out what's resonating with your audience. You can adjust your approach if you need to and make sure that you're getting the most bang for your buck with your marketing.
Data-driven decisions for the win.
Ah!
I love it. But with all this talk about data and analytics, it's easy to forget that at the heart of it, marketing is about people, right?
100%. Behind every click, every purchase, there's a real person with real needs and desires. And that's what makes marketing so interesting. You know, it's about tapping into those needs and desires and finding those creative ways to connect with people.
And that brings us right back to that core idea, building those genuine relationships. It's not just about transactions. It's about creating a community around your brand.
Exactly. People want to feel like they're a part of something bigger, you know? They want to connect with other people who get them, who share their values. And as a small business owner, you've got this amazing opportunity to create that space.
It really is all about those connections, isn't it? It's easy to get caught up in the bells and whistles of marketing, but at the end of the day, it boils down to human connection.
You said it. It's about those relationships. Building trust, creating a community, that's what it's all about.
Well said. And, you know, these articles really drove home the point that sometimes it's those small, simple things that can make the biggest difference.
Oh, absolutely. It's like that old saying, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
So true. It's about showing up authentically, being helpful, providing value, and actually genuinely caring about your customers.
Exactly. And when you do that, when you're consistent with it, it creates this ripple effect.
I love that image. Those ripples of good vibes spreading out, impacting your customers, your community, your bottom line, everything.
And speaking of impact, these articles also stress the importance of actually measuring your results.
Right. You can't improve what you don't measure, as they say. But it's not just about vanity metrics, is it? It's about really understanding what's moving the needle for your business.
Exactly. Tracking those key performance indicators, those KPIs that actually align with your business goals, whether that's website traffic, how many people are opening your emails, or ultimately, sales and conversions.
And using all that data to make smart, informed decisions about your marketing strategy.
Exactly. Data can be so powerful. It helps you figure out what's working, what's not, and where you might need to tweak things.
Data-driven decisions. Love it. But I have to admit, sometimes all this talk about data and analytics makes me a little cross-eyed. Any advice for those of us who aren't exactly data wizards?
Of course. My advice. Start small. You don't have to track absolutely everything. Pick a few key things that are most relevant to your goals and start there.
Okay, so prioritize. Focus. What else?
And don't be afraid to ask for help. There are so many resources out there for small business owners, like free tools, online courses. You can even find a marketing consultant who can help you make sense of it all.
Such a good point. Don't be afraid to reach out for support. And speaking of support, I noticed these articles really emphasize the importance of community and collaboration.
Absolutely. As a small business owner, you don't have to do it all alone. Connecting with other entrepreneurs, mentors, people in your industry, it can be so valuable.
It's like having your own personal cheering section. Mm-hmm. And those connections can turn into collaborations, partnerships, who knows, even new business opportunities.
Exactly. Don't underestimate the power of networking, both online and in person.
So true. Go to industry events, find online communities, reach out to people you admire. You just never know.
And, you know, speaking of connections, that brings us back to one of the core ideas we've been talking about, the power of building real, genuine relationships.
Couldn't agree more. Whether it's with your customers, your collaborators, even your competitors, relationships are everything.
They are. And those strong relationships, they take time. They take effort. They take authenticity.
It's about showing up consistently, adding value, and really, truly caring about those connections.
Perfectly said. Yeah. And you know, marketing, it's not a one-time thing. It's an ongoing conversation.
It's about listening, adapting, and evolving right along with your business.
Yes. So embrace the journey, experiment, have fun, never stop learning.
Words to live by. Well, as we wrap up this deep dive into simple marketing strategies for small businesses, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought.
Ooh, I love a good parting thought. What's on your mind?
We've covered so much today, from understanding your audience to creating amazing content, using social media effectively, building that strong community. It can feel like a lot, right?
It's true. Information overload is a real thing.
So my advice, don't try to do it all at once. Just pick one or two things that really resonate with you and your business and start there.
Love it. Progress over perfection, right?
Exactly. And remember, there's no magic formula, no one-size-fits-all approach to marketing. What works for someone else might not work for you. So experiment, have fun, and find what works best for your business. And most importantly, never stop learning and growing.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Here's to your marketing success.
Cheers to that.
Uh-huh.
And to our amazing listeners, thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time.